I want to break this up into two parts of the conversation because, Mike, when you and I first started talking about this, the conversation really was a lot about the Downtown Engagement Center and that that is moving as well. And that's something I know that you have been involved with because your site has that location with the city of Fargo now to move the Engagement Center out of downtown Fargo. So tell us a little bit about your perceptions of this whole conversation and getting that out of the downtown area and why that's a good thing.
Sure. Thanks for having us today, Steve. We sure appreciate it. So this property that the Engagement Center is moving to is actually our old offices that were on the north side of the street at 2001 First Avenue North, which is across the street from where the Convention Center, our proposal is at. But I had received a call from the mayor, and I know Mark had, and Mark will talk about it here in a second. But they wanted to get the Engagement Center out of downtown Fargo. It didn't belong there. And in a conversation I had, they had an interest in touring our building, which they did. And I think they had three sites that they kind of narrowed it down to before they chose our site. And it's only a temporary site. Eventually, they'd like to find a home for the homeless people and a place to process them. And it's not going to be our facility. We've only given them 2 years to kind of get their feet on the ground and get things organized. There's going to be like 20 different nonprofit organizations that deal with these people. They're all going to be in the same building. And they'll be able to work more efficiently with these people as they move them through the system and determine where they're from, try to get them back in their feet and just determine, you know, what their outcome's going to be. But,
so,
go ahead.
Yeah, sorry to interrupt you there. I just want to make sure there's, I think, an important distinction here that you're trying to make. And if I heard you right, you said basically the Engagement Center would be out of your building by the time the Convention Center would open if it would be located at the Brewhalla site. Did I hear you right?
That is correct. Yeah, there was some discussion when our site became available and there was some talk around Fargo about, well, we don't want a homeless site across the street from the
right.
Convention Center.
Right.
So they've got a 2-year lease in time for them to, we're kind of helping them out to figure out where they eventually want it to be. I think they're going to be looking for some state funding to build a facility, and you know, we'll have to move from our site.
So you if you get the Convention Center, Mike, then you're just saying, hey, we're not going to renew that lease after 2 years. So, and the city knows that.
That is correct. And there's actually talk about the city police department looking for more space. They're just two blocks down to the west of us in the old Border States building. And after this 2-year period for the Engagement Center, there's a good chance that the police department would take over that building.
Yeah, fair enough.
Which would be kind of a nice thing to be close to the Convention Center.
Yeah. We're also joined by Mark Bjornstad here, a co-founder of Drecker Brewing. Mark, thanks for being with us as well. From your perspective, you all are kind of business partners with Mike and his team, but as you've watched this whole thing happen, what comments would you have about this relocation from the homeless facility in downtown, moving that out a little bit west of town?
Yeah, you know, thanks for the conversation today, Steve. You know, really, when the mayor called me about, you know, wanting to ask me if I had any concerns about the Engagement Center coming, you know, near our business, you know, we had to really step back and look at what our core values are here at Drecker and at Brewhalla. And one of those is to play well with others. That's being a good community steward. And I think everyone in the community agreed that the downtown site is not the right spot for the Engagement Center. It needed to get out of there. It's causing some damage. It wasn't the right way to effectively deliver services. It needed to move. But there weren't a lot of people coming to the table being willing to be a part of the solution. And we stepped up and said that we believe in where you're trying to go in 10 years, and we want to be a part of the conversation. We have concerns about this impacting our business, but we want to be at the table. We want to do what we can do to help, because we need to get some momentum. We need to get something done on this. And we've been really reassured in working with the city on what that relationship is going to be out here, how they're going to, you know, assist the neighborhood. And then also that the ultimate goal for the city is, I think, to get out of the business of the city managing these types of facilities and hand it off to the nonprofits, that they're the ones that are providing the services. This is a stepping stone location that will be temporary, and with some state involvement and proving the model, handing this over to nonprofits and the organizations that deal with homelessness best, and get this out of the city hands and not have them be in the business of this type of activity, and getting back to core services.
I think that's a really great perspective, and thankful that there are people in our community who are saying, hey, you know, things have to happen. Let's try to be part of the solution rather than the problem. But still, though, Mark, having that so close to your business, that's got to be a concern for maybe your employees. And you have to be wondering, too, if that's going to affect the customer base, no?
You know, I think we feel comfortable in the conversations we've had with the city about how they're going to run that site and what they're committed to doing and being good neighbors. And, you know, we're comfortable in managing that together. And we know that if we have concerns, those are going to get addressed. The city's been a great partner. We know that they're trying to collaborate and make a solution happen here. And we're willing to be at the table and make sure that this gets done right.
Yeah, good stuff. I have to say that Brewhalla is one of my favorite places, and I find myself there every once in a while with some friends who like to solve the world's problems and find a hamburger and a cold beer, and you guys do it really well there, and it's really a fun concept. It's something so unique in our community, and so kudos to you and your team, Mark, for doing it as well as you've done there. When you started out with this whole idea about the Brewhalla concept, was it something that the success you've had, has it been anything of a surprise, or did your projections show that yes, we will have a full parking lot a lot over there?
You know, the way we look at those things is, we know who we are and we know what we want to do, and if we just stick true to that, we're going to end up where we're supposed to be. We're not going to worry about if we have a, you know, a big place or a little place, a busy place or a slow place. We just know that we want to have fun. We want to do things the right way. We've got a great team. We believe in what we're doing. And if you stick to those kind of things, I think success finds you however it's supposed to.
Yeah,
so,
good.
Yes, we pinch ourselves, but we're just happy to be doing this with the community. And it's such a fun place to work, to have, to meet people. And I really appreciate your comments.
Yeah, well, heartfelt for sure. Guys, let's transition to the conversation about the convention center. So tell me, Mike, I'll start with you. Why is your location and your plan the best one for the city, do you think?
Before Drecker's started to build Brewhalla, we've had that property for 10 years. And there's 8 acres there. There's plenty of land in order to add this convention center there. And Mark and Kevin came to us and said, what do you guys think about something like this? And we didn't want to build anything because Brewhalla was making an investment into that area, and we wanted it to be nicer. And as a convention center idea came up, since we own that 8 acres and we own the land across the street, we have an option on the property next to us, there's plenty of space in order to develop this property. And as things started to go, Mark is such a promoter and understands this so well, things just kind of fell into place. And so I think we've been meeting as a team for about 2 years now, just going through this over and over again. And Mark will get more into this, but I think the whole intent of this is that when you look at the four plans, ours is probably makes the most sense and the best place to put it in the city of Fargo. Obviously, you could put it just about any place, but when you think of the tax base that this basically pays for itself, and a little bit later here, I'll get into that. But if I could, I'd like to jump back to the Engagement Center for just one comment. One of the things I forgot to mention, this isn't for the homeless people to stay and sleep there. It's only for them to get processed. So when they come into town, there's going to be a place for them to clean up, and they'll get them clothing. They'll have these services of these 20 nonprofits to help deal with them. But it's not a place for them to come and stay every day.
Yeah, once it's not a homeless shelter.
Then yeah. They would leave.
Yeah. Mark, I'll turn it over to you. One of the things that you guys are talking about in your plan on this is that you are taking a lot of the risk, you say, out of the city's hands, the way you're putting your proposal together. Tell us about that.
Sure. And I'll back up for 1 second and just explain to everybody, you know, how this is paid for and what the city is doing. Because I think that's really important for people to understand and demonstrate how great of an opportunity this is for the Fargo community. This is being paid for by a lodging fee on hotel rooms. This is not a sales tax. This isn't a property tax on city residents.
Right.
This will entirely be paid for by people visiting our region. So the residents and the taxpayers of Fargo basically get this building for free. And what this building does, it's an economic engine. It brings in travelers, conventions, commerce shows, and those people spend money in this community. They bring new money and new tax dollars into this area, and that's what builds an economy. Tourism is a major component of you know, primary sector activity that's very underutilized in Fargo and North Dakota, and this is a great opportunity for Fargo to bring more people into the area, show them how great our community is, and help them spend a little money at local businesses and help our economy too. What the city's asking for is a public-private partnership. And there is some genius in that, because if the city was setting out on this project, you know, they'd be very conservative. They would have the risk that they have to, you know, behold into the taxpayers on this. And if you approach private developers and we can look at this from a different lens and get involved and be partners in the project, we bring some creativity and some other management tools that really make this efficient and turn those opportunities loose for the city. So like you mentioned, in our proposal, we're one of the only groups that's presenting a universal management model. And what that means is that we'll manage the hotel that we've built, all the other development that happens on the site, the convention center, and all the catering and activity that goes on there. And what that does is produce a universal management structure and model so that all costs and expenses and revenue is managed appropriately across the whole site. You don't have a caterer that doesn't want to work with a hotelier, that doesn't want to work at the convention center. These are the problems that were identified with struggling convention centers across the country. And what consultants recommended to the city and what the city is asking for is this universal model. So that's what we're presenting. And then when we look at that, is that if we're the developer and we come to this with our creativity and how we know how to approach a project, we have found ways to do this where we can take the risk away from the city with using some, you know, other creative mechanisms by the way we universally manage it, by setting up, you know, districts that capture tax bases here that help fund this even further and expand the budget, that remove any downside risk to taxpayers of Fargo or the city general fund, and really as an ultimate backstop, the developers, who's us, we would be the ones taking that risk. And I think that shows our level of commitment to this project, how much we believe in what it can do for the community, and that produces a total upside for the whole community, that there's no risk to doing this project here at our location.
Okay, so if I understand what you just said, then you're basically saying we're going to guarantee that if this building, the convention center, loses money, we will swallow that, and that is something that doesn't get turned back on the city. Did I hear you right?
Yeah, and I think there's other ways that we can do that here because of our location. We can set up, you know, one of the things that we're not asking for in this project is we're not asking for a developer TIF or any tax incentives to us as developers. What we're proposing is the city set up a TIF district, which is basically a tax incentive by the city for the city as a way that they can recapture the development that we do in the area, the property taxes that we increase and we start paying. They can recapture that and refocus that in this area, and that can be used to, you know, cover deficit, to expand the facility in the future. Because currently, right now, the way that the other proposals and what the city has asked for, there's no future plans or payment method to be able to expand the ballroom if it needs more space or put more parking there. We're creating in our plan a funding mechanism that is no risk to the city. It's just a way that they can capture more revenue that they're going to receive from this convention center and direct it back to this place, and ultimately never have to go to the taxpayers of Fargo and ask.